Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today is supposed to be generally sunny, not all that warm though, high maybe 6-7 degrees. Right now, we're at minus 6 in Kenosha, 9 degrees below zero in Burlington. It's minus 5 in Milwaukee and here in Racine. And we have a wind chill advisory still in effect. It will be for all of southeast Wisconsin through noon today. It's the coldest weather of the season continuing here in this part of the state. Single-digit below zero conditions this morning. Bitter wind chill readings. Not getting all that much better today, according to AccuWeather's Brian Tompkins.
We'll eventually start to see things improve a little bit. It's going to be a slow process, so we will be below zero again tonight, but the wind won't be as harsh tomorrow. Temperatures actually get into the teens in the afternoon instead of the single digits, and then probably even cracking 20 by Wednesday. So it's going to be a slow but steady improvement. In fact, later in the week, I think we'll be up closer to 30 by Thursday and Friday.
In the meantime, dress appropriately for the conditions today and tonight. Do not let your pets stay outside too long, and have an emergency kit in your vehicle that includes some cold weather items. The Big Chill event in downtown Racine, it ended yesterday, and it was truly that, a big chill both Saturday and Sunday. Some sub-freezing conditions, sub-zero wind chill readings, the snow carving, it went on, though. Downtown Racine Corporation Executive Director Devin Sutherland heaping a lot of praise on all of those who participated and came to look.
We had some very frigid temperatures earlier in the week. We had above-freezing temperatures later in the week, and it made their job so much more difficult. So to see these ultimately finished pieces is just fantastic.
The top prize going to the creation called Early Birds. That and all of the others are still on display at Monument Square and probably will be for some time. The death of a woman in Milwaukee is rather related, apparently. The autopsy is going to be done today on the 21-year-old victim. Surveillance video from a nearby business catching the woman falling down at about 4:30 in the morning. She had left a party, according to police, several hours earlier. Meanwhile, Kenosha police indicate the woman whose body was found along 19th Avenue a week ago, her death weather related, she's been identified as Dana Morse. There was a smoky fire early this morning that began in the kitchen of a Racine home in the 1000 block of Lockwood Avenue. It displaced two adults and two children around 5 years old. The initial report listing a fire with the stove and flames and smoke observed. First unit to arrive on scene confirming there was smoke coming out of the front door. Now, it took just a few minutes to knock that fire down, but then the search went on for possible extension into the attic and the basement. An investigator was brought in. Public Works also called in for the ice created out on the street. An indication from the fire department, the estimated loss, about $3,000. Unattended cooking on the stovetop was the source. Now, the Racine Common Council, when it meets tomorrow night, is expected to approve a request from the fire department to enter into an agreement with the Milwaukee Fire Department to acquire some advanced underwater sector scan sonar equipment. That'll be through a federal grant. According to Fire Chief Steve Hansen, talking to the Finance and Personnel Committee meeting this week, or make that last week, the chief indicated this could really be a big help on the Root River, which, as you know, is pretty murky in many instances, and it could also help out on Lake Michigan when they have those calls out there.
The sector scan sonar can see through the murkiness of the water where visibility is zero. Same thing out on the lake when we get these kids that go in off the pier out there. You know, the turbidity of the water makes it such that you can't see what's going on underwater. What we would do is we'd drop this sector scan sonar down in there and it would paint the picture for us and it would allow us to actually guide divers to the targets where we're trying to recover a body or recover a person for a possible rescue.
Racine has been a sub-grantee with Milwaukee over the past few years. Chief Hansen noting Homeland Security and FEMA, though, changed the rules, and Racine cannot do this kind of a grant by itself. It can only be Milwaukee, which is a port city. City's local match to the grant, $8,700 each from the levy, and the fire department's hazmat funding, that through the state. Finance panel unanimously supporting the council approve that request. Today, Gateway Technical College is again holding an education summit in conjunction with the annual celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It's going to be taking place from 2 to 4:30 this afternoon in the Mondragona Auditorium on the Kenosha campus. That'll be following the King Day celebration, which is starting up at noon in the same area. Public's invited to attend both. The focus this afternoon regarding the Summit on Education Literacy. That'll include leaders from Kenosha, Racine, and Walworth counties. The Dr. King Jr. celebration means today that the Kenosha City Council will not be meeting tonight. In fact, that meeting has now been shifted to Wednesday. The agenda includes the scheduled vote on the zoning ordinance, which would adopt the ULI Advisory Services Panel report to redevelop the former Chrysler engine plant site. Racine and Kenosha counties are both now looking for their next group of students to participate in the Youth in Governance programs. This puts select high schoolers on county board committees. They don't have official voting power, but they do have the ability to be a part of open discussion on different issues. Racine County Supervisor Monty Osterman has led the effort the last 2 years, telling his colleagues, reach out into the district of the areas and seek out young people who might be interested. He also promoted one of WRJN's scheduled community conversations with Glenn Klein this Thursday morning. They're going to talk about how youth and governance has proven to be a success.
We're going to have Representatives Ostergaard and Jessa James. They'll be on WRJN with me on the community conversations show. So tune in WRJN and listen to them next Thursday morning.
Youth and Governance application form for Racine County available on the county website. Look under the letter Y or contact the UW Extension Office. The phone number 262-767-2929. Kenosha County's Youth and Governance program, for which Racine County's is modeled, also seeking their new group of student leaders. Go online to kenosha.uwex.edu or this phone number 262-857-1931. WRJN.com. That is our webpage, and you can find our newscast whenever you want throughout the day. Just look in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.